from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dude, I just busted in his office this morning. The door was closed. It was all bad.
To send a message.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Hey, Evan, you're looking at a good start tomorrow at the ship.
Take it away, Steiny.
Oh, let me turn something off.
Oh boy. Turn the radio off.
Clean up on aisle. Okay. Our first one on the house on Guru. What happened?
Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk.
Jerry Rice. I tweeted at him yesterday.
Oh.
What'd he say?
Let him know. He didn't respond.
Yeah, what did he say?
He probably in hiding, but I let him know I wasn't happy. You can't tweet tomorrow.
Double or nothing?
Double or nothing? Dumb or nothing. God, dog it. But it's Evan's birthday weekend, so I got you, pal.
Are you going?
I'll be getting ready for the trip, so.
Are you going? That's not what I asked. Are you going?
I already told
to
him
your colleague's party.
No, because it's Saturday. I leave Sunday red eye. Saturday night.
That's why we're doing our thing tomorrow.
Yeah, we're celebrating. Be ready, baby.
By the way, you're buying me one, too.
Oh, wasn't it
that was yesterday.
It's been a minute since Steiny splurged.
On you.
You used to grab that thing.
On you.
Go put it down. I got us.
It's been a minute since I've splurged on you.
Well, you paid for my parking.
All right. So 9 days ago, by the way, I'm referencing Anthony Slater, really good story in The Athletic about the Warriors and where they are with Steph Curry right now.
He didn't do the title. That shocked me. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yep. Wow.
So 9 days ago, Steph Curry became eligible for an extension, a one-year extension in 26-27 for $63 million, all right? Now, he's been at the Olympics, and now he's apparently taken a lot of time off. And I went back and I listened to a Mike Dunleavy clip when he was asked about Steph being extension eligible. Mike Dunleavy talked about how it's important for the Warriors to get Kuminga and Moody re-signed, and they asked him about Steph. Mm-hmm. And Mike Dunleavy said, obviously, we'll talk about that too, whatever he wants, meaning whatever Steph wants. So.
Makes all the sense in the world.
Anthony Slater's story centers on whether or not Curry wants an extension right now in the offseason. Between now and October 21st. And my question to Warrior fans is, A, why wouldn't he want an extension right now for 26-27? And then I guess my second question would be, well, what if he doesn't? sign an extension in 26-27? Would there be a reason for that other than something that would make you panic? And I don't know the answer to that, but the one thing I do agree with is, depending on what happens, I do think it'll indicate something about the way he's feeling, about the way the Warriors are feeling, and about the direction of the team in the near future.
Yeah, and, you know, if I may, Steiny, I think this is leverage, and I understand it, and I don't think he'll make that decision. Like, he'll just let it go. I don't think we'll know anything by the
October 21st.
Okay, so they're not going to be 20-30 because that's not the deadline.
Right.
I just feel like Steiny, he is. This is like part two of, again, this is in his contract, of him saying, I have to look around and believe that you guys are doing everything for the team, but mainly my window, because I'm not going to be here forever at this level. And again, he's not thirsty for the cash, so he can prolong it. But other than that, that's the only thing on top of what he said in Vegas about things change quickly in this league. There's no other explanation.
In fairness, it's a little like Brunson, though not altogether like Brunson.
Explain that.
Brunson gave money up, but he can recoup that money.
Gotcha. And he's at a point in his career where he's younger than Curry.
Right. Yeah. So Steph Curry can not sign an extension this offseason and then sign a 2-year extension next offseason for more than 63 and then whatever that second year is, no doubt. But why wouldn't you take a bird in the hand? And
60 birds.
Here's the part that I think is legitimate. There's too much going on to not believe that Steph is thinking about the next year or two.
Oh, no, no doubt about it. This is just natural, right? It's natural. It so happens that this is in his contract. But, Steiny, what if you were Steph? Again, I know I keep going to what he said in Vegas, but that shook the world in only the Steph Curry-like way. I totally get it. You think he wants to ride out not being in, not playing meaningful basketball after what he just experienced? So I totally get him taking this to the 2-minute warning.
Is there any chance the Warriors, even though Mike Dunleavy and a general manager is going to say what a general manager is going to say.
Okay.
Is there any way the Warriors don't want to offer Curry that extension for 1 year?
Nah. When you just played that soundbite and I heard it from over here, Steiny, and you got me remembering it, and you called me, Goo, you didn't say you disagreed, but you're like, you're crazy if you think they're doing everything and bending over for Steph Curry. They are. He's earned it. And as crazy as this sounds, it wasn't another title last weekend, but Steiny, it was just a reminder, not that they needed it, that this dude has built what we are. He's been the maestro of this dynasty. We'll do what he says, and we'll acquiesce. It's as simple as all outdoors.
You know, the one thing, and tell me if you agree with this, Goo. When we talk about the greatest players in the game, LeBron, let's say Durant, Giannis, Curry, Jokic, it feels like we always know what LeBron's contract situation is. Always. Maybe because he always has an opt-out.
Well, and he's moved more than Steph. Steph's been one spot, but go ahead.
I feel like Giannis, we all know he's under contract for another 2 or 3 more years.
Clarice.
I feel like throughout Curry's career, we've never really cared. I mean, we've cared, but it's never been a focal point because he's never been the kind of player like LeBron or like Giannis, who apparently got Drew Holiday traded and got Lillard in there, or even like Durant, who's tested the waters. Like, it's never been that important to know Curry's contract situation because he's always been wrapped up, and he's never been the kind of player that says, I want out if I'm not winning.
I feel like you're describing Frisky.
Like, those dudes have been frisky.
Definitely.
You're right. Now I think Steph is frisky.
Maybe he is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maybe he is. What I'm getting to is, for the last year, when the Warriors were struggling, what do? Can we trade Wiggins? Can we trade Kuminga? Can we trade this? Can we do this? Can we get Paul George? Can we get Markin? Da, 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 da. The reality of the situation is we're going to have to talk about this.
Oh, man.
We are going to have to talk about it. If, particularly, like, the deadline is October 21st. It's the day before the season starts.
That's amazing.
So if he doesn't sign an extension for 2026, 2027... by the start of the season, then he can't sign one till the end of the season.
That's news.
So, I agree with Slater. What would it mean if he doesn't sign an extension this summer for 2026, 2027?
To me, it means, and he put the Warriors on the clock. That's all. Yeah. Am I wrong, Stoddy?
I don't think
so. He put them on the clock.
I don't think so.
He turned down 60-plus million to put his team on the clock to get the team, back in what he deems championship contention, or starting at this point, just a chance. And when you don't make the playoffs, I don't have to tell you, you don't have a chance. And that's what happened last year. I just hate it. Not that he would. I just hate that Steph didn't play big-time basketball and we got robbed of that. He didn't play a playoff game. Now, right. I do got to do the, hey, we're on the radio. You know it's Warriors on mine all day. Steiny, I'm being real here, and you're rubbing off on me. In a crazy world, do you think Joe Lacob would look at that decision like, hey, Steph, I love you like a son, but somehow knowing I'm not or we're not tied to you for that 60-plus million, in a crazy world, do I dare say it wouldn't be the end of the world for Joe if somehow that, if you kind of get my drift, Stein, they're going to try.
No, I get it.
But if they didn't have, like, and that's what scares me about this, like, I could kind of see you don't want it to happen, Stein. but you're not going to jump off the Bay Bridge.
I hear you. I absolutely hear you. And the 650, and I'm taking your word for it because I don't have the numbers in front of me. The extension he would sign next offseason would be for $130 million for 2 years. Well, that's $65 a year.
Yeah.
So, yes, he could wait, but the raise he would get by waiting isn't that significant. So,
and it's not about money at this point. It would be about if your man, if the chef feels like they can still cook.
And then the other thing becomes, yeah, what does Joe Lacob want to do?
I think he's in a position he can never tell us, you know, unless you gave us some truth serum. And he wants Curry, Steiny. But if they saw that, man, we don't have a chance, even with him.
Right.
Man.
Right. Right.
Just how human the mind works. I'm not, you know.
If on October 21st, Steph hasn't signed that extension, they're going to have to tell us why.
That is a why.
And I, wow. Like, I think the story they would come up with would be, you know, Steph is the greatest team player of all time, and he's gonna, you know, he's gonna wait to sign the extension so as to give us, you know, a sliver of more wiggle room,
yeah,
or just a hair more flexibility. But I'm not sure that it would give him more flexibility, or it would make him any, like, I really do believe, is Steph, let me ask you this, Gil. If Steph Curry's got two more years left in his deal at 55 and 59, is he significantly more valuable to another team than if he's got one more year left in his contract at 63? I don't know.
He's so great, I want to say no, because you know what you would be getting, and you already know that you got action, and he would put you over the top. But numbers do matter, Steiny, and so does the finances. But I got to believe, I'm changing my answer, I'm saying yes. That would have to be a part of it, right?
What?
Him being more attractive if he doesn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess it would be how he's playing, obviously.
Yeah. And it looks like if he's betting on himself, if he goes down this road of, hey, Guru Steiny, 38 Steph is going to be just like I am at 36, baby.
Right. And who knows? He might be. Who knows? He might be.
There's a lot of miles in between that when you get there, Steiny, from where he's at now to that juncture.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think it's, you know, as the Warriors season approaches, and we're going to obviously get to some Niners and things like that, but as the Warriors season approaches, that to me is the next telltale sign.
No doubt about it.
It's the next telltale sign.
And what did Joe Lacob text you about this when we talked?
I said, I'm overanalyzing it.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Right. And I think what he means is, Steiny, he says, Steiny, here's why you're overanalyzing it.
Yep.
Because we're going to offer him $63 million for that one-year extension, and he's going to take it.
No doubt. Nothing
and
to
it
see
may
here.
Happen August 15th. Okay. It may happen the 20th. It may happen
But when you talk
October.
About this much cheddar, and in the article, Slater was like, he's unplugging for basketball, getting away. But it's like, you kind of get a margarita based on after you tell the, hey, I want to exercise that. Hey, Aisha, we got another 60. Like, to not do that, Steiny, to me, is like, I feel like he's thinking already. He's telling us what he's doing already.
Yeah.
Oh, no, just me.
Rembry 6 on the YouTube chat. Lacob is a businessman, and trading Curry would be bad for business.
I agree.
I don't necessarily agree.
If he's still playing at a high level.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you. And that's a big part of it. And I know people don't like to hear this, but let's face it, Steph has more value now, probably, than he'll have at the trade deadline.
Oh, no doubt about it.
To the Warriors.
Yeah.
To the Warriors. And
I agree with that.
I'll tell you what situation I wouldn't want to get into is you start playing the season, and God forbid, oh my God, he's not the same player. Well, now what can you get for him? Not as much.
Oh, man.
If that's the case. Now, I'm not anticipating that happening, but I've also got to be realistic about his age at 36. I mean, here's the other thing.
And he's got a lifetime, what is it, $1 billion contract with Under Armour?
Yeah.
A life, oh my gosh.
Something like that.
So that this 60 Stadius chump change.
I don't know if I'd say that.
I mean, wow.
Not sure if I'd say that.
Give me half of
it. I mean, if somebody's going to rip me off that, I'm probably going to take it unless there are extenuating circumstances. And the last thing I want to say about Curry is, you know, of all the players out there, I absolutely mean this, and it goes back to what I've always felt about Curry and playing with Curry. Of all the players out there, if there's a team or teams that think they need a piece to put them over the top, to me, Curry would be the guy. Whether it would be, even if it would be coming off the bench, he could be the difference between winning a title and not winning a title. Mm. And to me, the reason why is because Curry's still great, but he also can go into any situation and figure out the best way for that team to be successful and then fit whatever style of play he needs to play into it.
And how valuable is that? And that
just goes to his IQ. I think it's hugely valuable. I mean, think about this for a sec.
Man.
How many teams right now, if you just dropped Steph Curry onto their team, could win a title?
OKC.
Okay.
Memphis.
Okay.
Boston. Okay. Repeat. Sacramento.
Philly.
Okay, Philly.
I don't know about Sac, yeah, but know, whatever.
They got DeRozan.
Dallas.
Yeah. Dallas.
Dallas has Curry, Kyrie, yeah. And Doncic.
Oh, my gosh.
They're probably pretty good.
Minnesota.
Exactly.
Like, I really believe that.
Exactly. And I think
maybe
that's what this thing kind of leads to is – if you're not playing well at the trading deadline, would there be a team out there that looks and says, we get Steph Curry, we can win it?
Man.
And I think there could be 8 or 10 teams that absolutely think that and would be right in thinking that. And then at that point, you're the Warriors and you say, we can get back in business in a hurry right now.
Wow.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
But we can get back in business.
Oh, man, because remember I told you that haul for Steph would be, oh, my goodness. I got to reset.
Right now.
You. Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Sally.
There you go. Thank you. I got to read something to you because this whole offseason and the Klay departure.
Klay Thompson.
I think I omitted something. And all I want to read this to you. And it goes back to what I keep harping on in his comments in Vegas. Any chance Curry is mad about what they did or how they handled Klay Thompson? So this is why the delay. I never really – I talked about it, Stani, but we say, oh, the Warriors do what they want to do. Any merit to that, in your opinion, about Steph being mad the way that they handled Klay? Because I think I blew past – if they wanted Klay and he wanted Klay, he would still be here. Or maybe he wanted that and Klay was the part that he couldn't control. But
tough to answer that. Tough to answer that question. Because to me, yeah, you got the big three, Steph, Klay, and Draymond. But we all know that within that big three, the rules are still different for Steph. And
right.
So on the one hand, I could see a fan or somebody saying, I'll tell you what is if Steph saw the what you know how they handled Klay, maybe he's thinking, I'm just a commodity too, and they'll do the same thing to me. I don't think he needs to worry about that because he is Steph Curry. But if he's not happy with their whole approach to the way they handled Klay,
I do wonder.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
And Klay's on record as saying, Steph, I don't need you to vouch for me. I'm good. But I don't know. And maybe that deal vanishing for Klay maybe has Steph a little irritated that that's how that went. That the 2 for 48 went away.
Exactly. I don't know.
Well,
that I don't know.
I think as we get further down the road, we'll find out.
And here's the other thing about kind of where Curry is and where the Warriors are. This is what happens to stars as they as they get older. Like, they have to make a decision on, are they going to stay where they're at, or they're going to go somewhere and try to win where they think they have a better opportunity. See, the idea, the reason that this triggers me, something like, oh, this is the definition of filler radio. Steph is never getting traded. Stop wasting airtime. It's not just up to the Warriors.
And that is, hello.
It's not just up to the Warriors.
If Steph wanted to leave.
Thank you.
Let me title it.
Thank you.
And that's what this is about. That's the scary part.
All I'm saying is we're going to be able to start to read some tea leaves one way or the other. That's all.
I kind of wish that decision was sooner, October 21st. Dude, that's going into the season,
though. No, it's actually not.
Well,
it's stopping right before the season.
No, which means it go. That would be the Warriors playing whoever.
Oh.
This Curry turn, like, you know what I mean? Like, the timing of that is just, yikes. Unless there's nothing to see here, it's a nothing burger. Like my college transcripts.
No, but my point is depending on what he does, like, whatever he does, it's not a nothing burger.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. But if he exercises, we're all good.
Right.
But if you get to that telecast and he somehow bypassed,
right.
Oh, this getting started, Stein.
Right.
Oh,
no,
my
exactly.
Gosh. With every
Thank
loss.
You. You know what? You said it. We're just getting started.
Oh, man.
In terms of finding out how this may or may not end with Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. No doom and gloom.
Yep.
No, why is this doom and gloom? I mean, doom and gloom would be, why isn't it done? Problem between the Warriors and Steph. They should have had this done. They don't. I'm not saying that.
Can I bring something up to you and Evan on the other side?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Feeling's a little hurt. All right.
Okay. We can do that on the other side. And we're going to do it right on 95.7, the game.
I mean, we have a standard that's pretty evident that if things stay the same, you know, that's the definition of insanity, right? You keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So
this is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Go Thanks, on Tim. And on.
Appreciate the intro. Oh, boy. Steph sounding down in the dumps.
60 M's on, please. Dude's probably sleeping with that medal.
But the one thing I will say is, Goo can no longer, like...
Oh, boy. I need your help, too, you and
Adam. Yeah, we'll do... Yeah. Just go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It was just like your phrase, he'll never play easier basketball. Well, then with the... Yeah, it's called playing with the Olympic team. That's
right.
Easy basketball.
But what did he do? He brought...
That's the easiest basketball
he'll
ever play.
His forte to the party. Yeah, bring your own, bring your own bucket. And right. Steph did that. We're going to celebrate Evan tomorrow on his birthday, rightfully so, and we're family, and I think you guys know my character and who I am as a man, Evan. I still haven't forgot our talk as we went to Fremont Bank for the last summit, Evan and I. It's emotional.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So...
Where are you going?
I want to fight you sometimes. Radio fight. So, Bonte, we do a BS&G reunion every day before he leaves. He packs up. And in passing today, Evan, he said he was going to Jason Dumas' wedding in Philly.
Okay.
And while you were gone, I bonded with Dumas and we've done radio together. And I'm not the guy that when I hear Bonte talk about something he's looking forward to, me, how does it affect me? I hate people like that. But I've been thinking and holding on to it, and I fired off a text to Dumas, Donnie, is... I'm not mad or competing at all, but I did say, bud, I thought we had some good talks and seen you at the Warrior game. We done kicked it a little bit in Vegas. Evan, I did say, where was my invite?
Like, wow, dude.
Is that out of bounds?
Yes.
And Vonte, I love you. And Vonte said it to us, my brother, but.
No, you didn't. You didn't send it.
No, I did fire it off. And he said, the invite thing was the balance, how much you got to pay for people to come was getting up there. But Evan, I couldn't sit on it right. But I needed to know where we stood. And It wasn't as tight for Dumas as it was for me. I did ask him, Evan, where was my invite? And I'm feeling some type of way.
What advice are you seeking? The damage is done now. What advice would you like from Evan?
One, do I sound selfish, Evan? And two, am I out of pocket for firing off the text?
I'll say this. On one hand,
I did both.
I wish I had the guts to do that, because there's been some weddings of friends and I've wondered, okay, I didn't make the list, but yo, are we still cool?
List.
However, I've never actually sent any of those messages.
Oh, man.
They have remained in the drafts for a reason.
Oh, man, Evan, I appreciate it. Poor Bonte, he was so juiced about, he was going, he didn't even know. I'm sitting there like, oh, my God. I didn't make the list, Steiny.
Well, last time Bonte was in Philly, he didn't have a good time. So.
Oh, but you know what? That's a five. So, yeah, stay away from the ego game. But Steiny, that's who I am.
I know. I know it is.
Dumas did him like Harrison Barnes did Draymond.
Man, we did some great radio, kicked it, chopped it up. He hit me in Vegas. We had a good time.
In a way, this reminds me of a lot of the sports debates Guru and I have. And it'll be like Aiyuk. He'll be like, Steiny, what's going on with Aiyuk? And I'll say, the 49ers don't want to pay him
wants. Don't do that with dude. Don't
so
do it with JD.
My question or my response would be like, okay. Like,
read the room.
You didn't get invited to the wedding.
Oh, Evan.
You didn't make the list. That's all the information you need.
I wouldn't have been able to make it, but just, I wanted to get on the list, Evan. That's all.
You're not.
Man.
See, you're not.
I'm moving on. Oh,
and
boy.
By the way, you'll never find out why, because even though Dumas actually can't stand you, he's going to tell you it was a numbers game.
Yeah, that's what
like
he said.
Any self-respecting person would.
He did say it was on his neck.
Oh, my God.
But Steiny, as Bonte said it, I'm thinking of myself, and that's what's bothering me.
If you were one of the first four out and someone dropped out, and now Dumas reached out and said, oh, yeah, you can come to the wedding, wouldn't that hurt?
Well, that's John Curley. He did that to us, Donnie. We didn't make the cut.
Hey, you're basically an extra.
Yeah, yeah. But you made the list somehow, Evan.
I can just say I would.
I'm embarrassed, but I am who I am.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that.
All right. But I fired it off.
There's no need to do it. And what did you say? How did you phrase the text? Did you say why? I thought we had some good times. Okay, you thought wrong.
Bonte let me know he was attending your wedding. I didn't make the cut for the invite. Smile emoji. All good. And I let him know I was going to get him on air. But I feel better about it. It's who I am. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
And who you are is part of the reason you didn't get invited.
And I probably wouldn't have been able to go, but I wanted to get him to make the list.
Then you would have had to buy him a gift.
No problem with that.
Well.
You could always crash the wedding.
Boy, one of the greatest movies out made. Oh. Yeah, but that was therapeutic letting it out. I feel better now. But I have gotten stiff for weddings.
All you did was put Jason in an extremely uncomfortable position.
And that's what I was aiming to do. No, seriously, for not making the list, Evan, that's what I was aiming. Dude, those hurt when you don't get invited and you think you got something with people.
You have nothing with them.
when it's about money in a plate.
Goo, I got to ask this. I have to ask.
It's all good, baby.
Did you know he was getting married before Bonte said something?
I follow him on Facebook, him and his beautiful soon-to-be bride. I did know he was getting married. I didn't know when. And I think that was part of the hurt, was like, it's soon good.
You know what's funny is I've had...
Thing goes, I'm going, I go, whoa, to myself. That's selfish on me, and that's what I don't
no
like.
Kidding.
It was about Bonte, but I made it about me, and I don't like those people. I'm serious.
Well,
hey,
stop
I won a war. What do I, you know?
Stop doing it. As much as you do it, which is frequently.
I live with these people. Oh. I love these people. They're part of my family.
The one thing
Uncle Looney said, bring Evan as my plus one when I bring.
The one thing I will say, and it's just been a pleasure for me, like, and it hasn't been the last week or 2 weeks or month. It's been the last, I don't know, several years. It has been just gratifying to see that relationship between Bonte and Dumas grow. They have grown into such good friends.
See, but that now, see, that don't such bother me. Friends. I love that. Brotherhood. What? Shout out Philly.
You know what?
That don't. I love to hear that.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't talk behind Dumas's back.
I never have. I love the guy. I didn't make the cut.
No, you didn't.
Oh, boy.
Just pretend it's 11th grade basketball.
Evan, whenever your day comes, I better make the cut. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You'll get an invitation.
What do we got now, Stoney?
I was rocking with Goo until the wedding take.
What?
That was a tough one, Goo.
No,
it's okay.
But you understand. We had some moments.
Yeah, I understand.
Make the cut.
Oh, I understand.
Man, it's Bonte, not JV.
Yeah, Bonte, when he does his thing, I might get invited, Stoney.
And there might be another one.
Hit. Yeah.
All right.
Divorce rates are high.
Dude, we don't tough it out like the 70s. No, seriously, Stoney, you get married, you stood by. Dude, you bought me McDonald's, I wanted Burger King, I want a divorce. That's where we're at nowadays. It's sad, but good luck to the Dumases.
I think it's beautiful.
Divorce?
I think it can be very beneficial.
You don't want one with me. Quietly, longest running show at the station. Dude, okay. Just tap into that. Think about that. That's come on, man. That's something.
You wouldn't have the guts.
People get fired left and right.
Divorce, Goo.
What would he? He'd be happier, probably.
I don't need to go there. Keep in mind, we work with Sarah. And
can't do
Vinny.
It. No, you're right.
They've put us to shame.
That is 27?
All right. Yeah. Let's see.
Shout out JD. Congrats.
Who's that?
Jason Dumas.
Oh. What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.